I'm Angela Rippon, and I'm with Alex Lefchuk on Siren FM.
Thank you, Angela. Always nice to see that you're back with us in all sorts of wonderful ways. Good, I'd say good afternoon, actually, to Annette Andre, because it is actually 12 noon in New York. How are you, Annette?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Excellent. Outstanding. All ticking over. It's been an odd July with one thing or the other. I think I've had man flu and a few other bits and pieces, but we're thriving now and all set and ready to do all sorts of magical things, including, I say...
good.
Introducing three fabulous folk in the studio. We have Jodie Orton. How are you, Jodie?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Well, I think we've already... Let's do it. I'll say, okay, I'm fine. Francesca Furman, how are you, Fran?
Excellent, thank you.
And also making her debut in the Siren studio, at least, as opposed to our northeastern one, which is Southside Broadcasting, we have Leslie Furman. How are you, Leslie?
I'm very well, Alex, thank you.
Excellent. It's a very exciting show to launch today. All shows are exciting, but today's even more exciting. Annette, why is it very exciting? Because we're talking about the launch of your latest website.
Well, latest is my only one. I've never had one before, so it's really rather exciting. yes, it is. It's up and running under www.annetteandre.com. And also, I'm just starting to write a book, my book. And we had a bit of a puzzle because I was trying to think, gosh, you know, for a title, maybe a bit early, but still, I wanted to find a title for the book. And my agent stepped in and said, oh, I have a wonderful idea. Why don't you make a contest for the fans who are going to look into your website and have them come up with titles? So that's what I'm doing. It's a contest to find a title for my book, which is all in the website.
Annette, I'm looking at the website at present and we have a lovely welcome message with the line, I'm constantly amazed and so appreciative of the continued interest my work seems to generate with fans of all ages. Why are you constantly amazed? You're a quality actress, my girl. It's always important that these things sort of work through on that basis.
Oh, thank you.
It's
always... Anyway, I think the flavour of the 60s is in the website.
Well, exactly. Now, we're going to find out a bit more about this and also float a few more ideas through. But there's one particular theme. At the top routine, we've got Patrick McGoohan, obviously your time with the original Prisoner from that point of view. Mm-hmm. We also have, of course, Mike Pratt and Kenneth Cope in the classic Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. Right. And, of course, we then have this little series represented, I think, by an introduction which almost needs no introduction. So 59 seconds, and we'll be with you again after a little touch of a certain classic 60s TV series starring a certain Sir Roger Moore.
Oh, jolly good.
One of Edwin Astley's finest, I think, in all sorts of ways. Now, Annette, looking at the filmography, not just one episode of The Saint, not just two. I think we've got three or four, and of course we've got Return of the Saint as well.
Five or six.
Exactly. I mean, it's just...
I did one every series. One each season.
Quite rightly so, too. I must admit, The House on Dragon's Rock is my own personal favourite.
So, with the big spider. That was a funny one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Roger Moore, Annette Andre, a giant spider. What's not to love? You know, it's fantastic stuff.
I know.
It's genius.
Anyway, that was good fun because Roger directed that one as well.
Mm, yeah.
Whenever I worked with Roger, we always had such a funny time because he's a wonderfully funny man. I mean, he's always got a story. And I used to love to sort of joke around. So, I mean, we had a bit of a rollicking time on the sets. I always loved going in to do one of the shows.
Well, adds to that, of course, your time with Tony Curtis and Roger Moore, when, of course, you portrayed a classic dancer in The Persuaders and a whole range of things.
A classic dancer. I was a go-go girl or something.
Well, you see...
you only saw me wiggle my bottom a couple of times. The rest of the time I was charging around Cannes.
I mean, at the end of the day, Annette, it was enough to capture a young man's heart. Moving on from one dance to another, Leslie, go-go dancer, because you toured the world in various ways.
I certainly did. I can't say it was go-go dancing, though, Alex. I can't say, Annette, I've written my forehead anyway.
I shall have you know, Annette actually
was... Well, I can't say I did a whole lot as a go-go dancer, and that was my one and only try, I think.
And let's face it, you did have Lionel Blair as your choreographer.
Yes,
Yes. Don't know who they are.
I worked with Lionel a few times, actually, not just the choreographer, but also as a co-star in a play, and he directed it as well. So, you know, I knew him quite well.
Leslie, questions for Annette.
I was just wondering, Annette, with all of the actors that you've worked with, are you in touch with any of them nowadays?
Oh, I see. You mean the ones from those series?
Yes, Roger Moore, Patrick McGoohan.
I'm obviously in touch with the odd actor from time to time. But, no, people like Kenneth Cope, that I'm not in touch with him all the time, but we seem to meet up every now and again at something or other. And it's like we're back, you know, it's just no time has gone past. We sit down and chat. And Roger, whom I used to see a great deal of, actually, but I haven't seen him now in about quite a few years. But we keep in touch by email. And Patrick, of course, Patrick McGoohan, he died.
Yes, yeah,
and I was never in touch with him. He was not my favourite.
This was a point I was going to actually raise, Annette, because I know that the general sort of line suggests that he could be quite difficult, really. Did you find him quite challenging when you were on the set of The Prisoner?
I found him a very unpleasant man, actually. And not an actor that you really enjoyed working with. I didn't like him. I mean, I've never pulled any bones about that one.
Yeah.
And I just thought he could be. He did not treat some people very well.
Which is not good. I mean, let's face it.
No,
yeah. He's probably just too angry.
Good actor.
Yeah, no. good actor, but a bit too angry. That's the key thing. You know,
he's angry, yes.
Yeah, maybe it's the Irish in him. I don't know. It's a different level. Jodie, questions for Annette.
Hi, Annette. You were just saying that you're going to be writing a book. Have you done any writing before?
No. I haven't, apart from, you know, the odd letter, and I have to sit down and psych myself up for that. But at the moment, I'm doing all the memories, you know, I'm writing all the notes and going through my photographs, my scrapbooks, my any diaries that I have, and all that. And it's very challenging. I didn't realize it, that it brings up a lot of things that obviously you stash down and hold away from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to actually start thinking about, why did I do things that way, or what did I, you know, it's I'm finding it quite hard to do this preparatory stuff. I think in a way the writing might come much slightly more easily once I get through this. This is the bit that I didn't anticipate. I just thought you'd write down all the, oh yes, I remember that and that, oh that was a good, but when you start to analyze why and when and how and what made me, you know.
Especially, I guess, when things have happened such a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. when you've got to my age and you're thinking back and you're trying to go back into your childhood, some things in my childhood are very strong. I see pictures, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there are some very deeply imprinted areas. Whether that's going to be interesting in the book, I don't know, because it's another thing you've got to think about. Is that going to be interesting? It'll be a work in progress for a little while.
Just looking at your biography, Annette, just briefly working through that, I'm amazed. There's the wonderful line which she launched this with: "If I was handed a lemon at birth, and thanks to my mother, it has turned into a lifetime of champagne." Right. You actually had two really significant sort of moments there. Not only the serious lung condition when you were actually born, but also the labour laws, which actually prevented you from actually joining the Australian
Ballet
Company. Exactly.
I know. That was. Probably that was a real sort of, you know, hit over the head, because one didn't think about it at that time, and no one seemed to ask. They didn't. They assumed, because everybody else was 2 years older than me. Everybody assumed, I suppose, that I was of an age, you know. And I started rehearsing with them, and then somebody I know sort of told them. And that was the end of it for that. And by that stage, I was really burnt out. Because I did not want to go back doing the same things over and over again for another 2 years. So maybe it was maybe I wasn't meant to have a ballet career. It's a terribly tough life.
Well,
and, you know, I had a health problem that it may not have been a good mix. So I always look at it as something that turned me into a career that possibly was better.
Absolutely, it's working through that now. I was interested, I drew that upon, from the biography, because obviously he was 16 then. Francesca in the studio is 15. Fran's looking to possibly enter acting and do a few other bits and pieces. What advice would you give a young actor in the case of Francesca, who's sort of thinking of maybe entering this profession?
Advice. that's something very hard in this, in the acting world. Advice, it's if you have a dream, and if your dream is to enter it, if your dream is to try, then my advice is, damn well go and try it. Because you'll never know until you try. It's a different world today to start out in than it was in my day. Things are done differently. And in my day, I had my ballet experience behind me, so I had there to craft. And I had some voice production and stuff like that, and I... you know, did various things. I went into radio and then doing plays and stuff. And then television started. So I was on the ground floor for television. I learned it, as everybody else learned it in Australia, from sheer experience. You know, you went into a play and the doors fell down. I mean, it was quite funny, actually. But it was a damn good lesson. But today, I think, from what I hear, one needs to have more training behind you in terms of... it seems that you've got to go to a school to start getting into, even see casting directors and things. In my, you know, my time, I used to phone or write or just go and knock on doors. But you don't do that today.
Well, you can still knock on doors, Annette, but you just might be greeted by somebody who actually doesn't care what you're doing and actually says, go and do a reality TV show somewhere. I don't know.
I know. That's the trouble. I mean, it's, yes. So I'm not up in how you go about it today. But my advice is, if you really want to do it, if it's a dream, you have to try it.
See, that's why on her first production with us, Annette actually gave us advice on how to deal with a grizzly bear or a brown bear. And actually, don't stare them down. That's the important thing. Stare them down. It's important.
You attack the same thing. You attack both things the same way.
Yeah, exactly. Fran, questions for yourself.
Well, thank you for the advice. And if there was any part that you could play, what would it be?
A part?
Yeah.
Now, you've already been a Benny Hill person, so you don't have to worry about that. So, yeah.
I was never a Benny Hill girl. I remember it with Benny Hill in anything but one of his angels. Yeah. I was dressed in a gorilla suit.
Yeah.
That was the BBC.
Yes.
So I really wasn't a Benny's angel. A part that I'd love to have had so many in my life. I mean, there was a time when I wanted to play Joan of Arc, then I wanted to play Gertrude in Hamlet, and then I wanted, you know, there's been numerous. I can't really say what I'd like, because there are just so many wonderful parts that I can't play now, I'm too old. But there are some older parts, I'm sure, that I could play. I just can't think of which one it would be at the moment. So I'm not much help there, but... that's it.
All works perfectly well. What's the weather like in New York, by the way, at present? Because I know you're in upstate New York. How's it shaping up?
It was dreadful. But now, the last 2 weeks, we've actually had summer. Usually we have a much longer summer than this, but we have summer. And then the last week was sweltering. I don't know if you ever saw it from over there, but most places we were in temperatures of, you know, anything up to 108 degrees, or 110 in some places. It got very hot up here, and now it's sort of today it's cool and dark grey, and I don't like that. I much prefer the heat. I'm a hothouse flower.
Well, it's the Australian background in it. Clearly, that's what it's all connected for. What about you, Leslie?
And I was just wondering, I've seen some of your work, quite a bit of it actually, in the, you know, just recently, because a lot of the reruns of The Saint and...
Randall and Hopkirk Deceased, The Persuaders.
Yes. They're all on Sky. Do you like to watch your work back, or are you one of these actresses who prefers not to?
No, actually, it doesn't worry me. Occasionally, I don't sit there and watch them a lot, and occasionally, particularly when I've been in England... I've turned on the telly, and then suddenly there's an episode of something going on, you know. But I've got a lot of the DVDs of all the series and my episodes and things. And just occasionally, if we haven't got anything else to watch, we might pull one out and watch one just to see, you know, it reminds you of what we did in those days and a lot of things. And some of these episodes hold up quite well in today's world.
I agree.
And it's quite fun to go back and say, oh, my God, I didn't like that then. That's nice.
And the magic is
there. Yeah, it's quite fun. I really don't... I'm not somebody who says, oh, no, don't show me my work. Maybe I should.
No, not at all.
You can't excuse quality. That's the bottom line. And it's the quality is there. It will stand out on that basis. Jodie, anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really. I just... One thing, if you wouldn't mind if I gave you a little piece of advice.
Oh, please.
Which probably
do.
Sounds very
please.
Cheeky, but I've just spent 6 months in America and I did start writing a few things while I was out there. And I found on the subway and buses... very inspirational for writing.
The subway and buses. Could you not get mugged on the subway and buses?
Well, you could do, but obviously, yeah.
Unfortunately, I live up in the Catskill Mountains, on top of a mountain, so the subway's a little bit far to go to, and the buses are, well...
Infrequent.
Unless you have a car, you don't get around here.
It's important.
Perhaps the top of a mountain might kind of
I think mountaintop, I can see Annette now inscribing with a quill pen, preferably. None of this sort of malarkey with respect to... Yeah, let's go down the line that we did a couple of weeks ago with Annika Wills, who basically, to be in touch with the heart, you write with a quill pen, etc.
Yeah, you feel the flow
going through that. You can see that magical thing coming through.
That's a good idea. Maybe I will get out the quill. My husband won't touch a computer. He's still, because he's a writer, he's an American writer-producer, and he will only use a typewriter, not even an electric one. He just pads away, two fingers on a typewriter.
I think it's
he
time.
Won't touch a computer.
I think it's high time Arthur joined us on the show, actually, Annette. I think it is. We must sort of work through that basis. If he's up for it, he must sort of come along and work through the process.
Yes, he'd love to do that.
The web address, once again, it's AnnetteAndre.com. Had a general look through it. Absolutely fantastic. You could almost just do a print version of the website itself. It all slots into place from that point of view. And, of course, that wonderful competition. We need a name for the biography, the autobiography. A name for the autobiography,
right.
Annette.
Find all the details on the news page in the website.
Very good.
Yes.
Right. Well,
it's all news. It's got it all in there.
Because clearly, you've got AA. You could play around with AA quite a lot, but maybe not. I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
it's a different line of things from that point of view. We've got the funny thing happened on the way to the forum, but maybe that's a bit too sort of minor from that perspective. Funny thing happened on the way to the Catskills. I don't know. Anyway.
You're coming up with them already.
It's a possibility. It's all wonderful stuff, etc. Two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the midweek drive today, Annette?
Oh, I've loved it. I've had a really good time. Thank you very much.
Excellent. So can we look...
And it was lovely speaking to Jodie and Leslie
and Francesca. Exactly. So the next crucial question is, given that we'll hopefully in September be connecting with another one of your colleagues, Virginia McKenna, will you be able to join us again in the near future and hopefully keep this telephonic link going?
Sure, I'd love to.
Excellent.
I enjoy it very much, actually. And I should be in touch with Ginny again, but if I'm not, will you give her my love?
I shall indeed. I think we're actually going to be celebrating the delights of Matt Munro and the release of his 4-CD set in EMI land in September. So all great stuff from
that. Oh, nice. That's lovely.
For the moment, though, Annette Andre, we salute you and we'll see you again very soon.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
There was a man, walked like a fool.